Lamed. I'm a vase. Maisa ben beviyayin. The second line. Maisa ben beviyayin. Maisa ben the son of beviyayin. That was his name. It literally means the wine bringer, but here it really means his name. As maybe Shani is a big, was a big tzaddik, as we'll see in a moment. Shnasam beno peliyera. His son was an Amoritz, obviously, gave payah for vegetables, lanim to poor people. Now, of course, it's not valid payah because you can't give payah for vegetables because they're not preserved in a warehouse from year to year, so they're not eligible for payah. Ubar Aviv and his father, Ben Meviyai himself, came. Mitzot on the Apesagin and found them standing on the opening to the garden. Armlam, so he said, put down that which you have. They put down that which they had. And he gave them twice as much of stuff which is miser, because pay is exempt from miser, and they were exempting it improperly. Not that he was stingy. On the contrary, rather he was concerned. Word to the rabbis that pay that the Yerek is not eligible for pay. Which is bad, right? Okay. Chatzman Turkin Rabbana Nidva. Once Rabbana needed an adava, they needed money for a certain cause. Shogun Rabbi Akiva. No, you're Madaik in the old days, they only need it occasionally. Shogun Rabbi Akiva. So Terra Akiva Chatmi Rabbana, he made one of the other rabbis with him. Asum Boy Meil Lagabe. So they came and wanted to go into Ben Meviyain's house. The Shamun Kalei Detalia. And they heard a conversation between him and his child. They heard a voice of the child. Amarlei, his child said to the father, Manis ben Lachiyamadei, what should I buy for you today in the marketplace? Amarlei, so he said, Truksamin, certain type of vegetable, Lomin Yomadei, but not today's cut, which is fresh, Elamin es small, but rather yesterday's cut. To Kamish Mizal, which is ready beginning to wilt and therefore is cheaper. So when they heard this, Rabbi Akiva and the other rabbi, Shavkunle Va'azulon, they left him alone and they went. Because they figured he must be so poor now that he can only afford yesterday's vegetables, why should we bother him? Mean the Zakun Kol Arma, once in Razak everybody and giving stuck, and once they took from everybody else. Asim Gabe. So they came to Ben Meviyain. Amalom Ben Meviyain said to them, Lomalo Asisun Gabe Kadmoi. Why don't you cut me first? Kamada Aves Negan, like you did used to do. So he says, Rabbi Akiva said, Farasino, we came, Visharmin and Kali Italia, we heard the voice of your son. Amalok, saying to you, Manit Malach Yomade, what you brought for you today? Bamarkle, you said to him, Turksimon. A certain type of vegetable, Lomin Diomade, not today's. Elamin de esmo, but yesterday's the avagdu kamish vizolil, which is wilted and cheaper. So we figure you're out of money. That's why we didn't want to bother you for funds. So Omar, so he said, Ben Meviyain said, Ma de beni de ben talia de daitin. That which is between me and my son, you know. But Mount Lob, Ma beni de ben bar, you don't know what cheshman had between myself and my creator, my borei. In other words, I'm stingy with my own expenses, but not in expenses of shame to mine. Nevertheless, even though he made a mistake, still we can rectify the matter. Azum va'amrullah, go and tell my wife, v'yavizchot, she'll dispense you funds. So, you chad moide dinar, one bucket of coins. Azum va'amrullah, so they came and told her. Amalon, so she said to him, Ma Amalcha, what did he say to give? Gedil, a heaping container, a heaping bucket, or machik, or a level bucket. Amalon, they said to her, you know, the truth is sasam, Amalon. He said to us without telling us whether to give us an exact measure or a heaping measure. Amalon, so she said to him, Ani yavil chingdol, I'll give you a heaping measure. Vin oimer gedil, if my husband says that he wanted to have, in fact, heaping measure, okimiloi. So I did it like he said. Vin lo, and if not, he really meant to give you a level measure. And I give you more than you intend to give, I will reckon and deduct the excess mean parni from my own allowance. In other words, a woman gets an allowance from her husband, she'll deduct it from her own allowance. Came to Shama Balakach, once her husband heard what a righteous wife he had, Kafal Ksuva, so he doubled her Ksuva. Which I assume in this case is Lav Dafka Ksuva, but rather her now allowance for every week. So he was very happy his wife gave the tzedakah.
You see, this is how to scale
up. Talk about how cheap you are here. Nowadays, I think they're impervious. Okay. From what? No, it's not earned money. It's allowance. It's no. You don't have to get miser from it. Only from what you earn, not from allowance that you give. Okay. The Talmid is slaughtered at the 8.5 hour of the day, which is, according to a regular perfect clock, 2:30 in the afternoon. The Kohen method sacrificed at the 9.5 hour, which is 3:30 in the afternoon. You push it up an hour. The korban tami is nishcha b'shem mechta shechta 1:30, the korban b'shmona mechta and sacrificed at 2:30. Bein b'chol bein b'shabbos. This is true on erev Pesach, whether it occurs on a weekday or on Shabbos. Chal erev Pesach lios erev Shabbos. If erev Pesach comes on erev Shabbos and you're really short for time because you have to roast the korban Pesach for nightfall, then nishcha b'sheish u'mechta nishcha the korban tami at 12:30, the korban b'sheva mechta and it sacrificed at 1:30. By Pesach Achor, and the Pesach follows it immediately. Okay, now, how do we know that they're two tamidim and they're brought at different times of day? Ksiv, it says, V'zeh asher tasa mizbech v'goymer. This is what you should do in mizbech. Ha'isim reikrun shneim b'shachritz. I might say bring two to both tamidim in the morning. B'shneim ben arbaim. Or both in the afternoon. How do we know you bring only one in the morning, one in the afternoon? Should make the one sheep in the morning, one out of two. Well, I might say, they do the Tumit Shul Shachar with sunrise. With sunset. No, it says Bein Arbaim, between the evenings. What does it mean between the evenings? Just like Bein Arbaim, which is said elsewhere, meaning by Pesach, it would Pesach, which is Shech in the afternoon. It means in the afternoon. So too, so the Bein Arbaim says here, Mishay Shos Lamala, it's from 6 hours and beyond. I ask the Gemara, Ma Chomitz Meir Bein Arbaim Mishay Shos Lamala. How do you know that by Pesach that Bein Arbaim is from 6 hours and beyond, meaning from 12 noon. I would be Shane Ryle of Dover, even though there's no clear cut proof. There's evidence to the matter, which is Pesach in Yuma. Kinatu Tzlile Erev. It says there on Yermia, Oilon Kipon Ayom, Wodas the day has turned. Kinatu Tzlile Erev. The shadows of the evening are falling already. Ma Erev Shnemra Alon. Well, this Erev, which is mentioned here, is the minute the sun starts inclining towards the rest, the west. So, Ma Erev Shnem Alam Mishesho Sulamalon. It's like this Erev, it's from 6 hours and beyond. Erev Shnem Akan. So, to the Erev, which is mentioned by Bein Arbaim Mishesho Sulamalon, is from 6 hours, meaning from noon and onwards. No. Not necessarily about Pesach. In fact, the Gemara has to be a kosher v'sheisho sulamala. This is talking about the Korban Pesach. Yeah, Mechamayim says. So this question is yeah, kosher v'sheisho sulamala. Why is the Korban Pesach not kosher for 6 hours? Why do you wait till after the Talmid? Do it earlier, before the Talmid, from the moment the day starts turning to the west. So says when I'll tell you why. Rabbi Shimon Levi says, Omar Ben Arbaim Ketzad. How it says Ben Arbaim by both the Korban Tomid and by Korban Pesach. What does Ben Arbaim mean? Chalek Ben Arbaim, divide up Ben Arbaim, the Tainlo, and give it Shtei Shosu Metzal Lefara, 2.5 hours before, or Shtei Shosu Metzal Achrav, and 2.5 hours after, the Shua Achas Lisuka, 1 hour to do the Korban. So Ben Arbaim means divide Arbaim in half. That's why you have the Korban Tomid normally is brought 2.5 hours in, which is at 2:30, and it takes an hour to do it, and the sacrifice is completed at 3:30. So it's 2.5 hours before it and 2.5 hours after it. Okay? So that's how we know to divide up. Chalek ben Arbaim tenu shtei shosu metzal lefarav, shtei shosu metzal achrav. V'shachas liyisuko, and 1 hour to do it. Nim tseis omer, so you come out, shatomi korei b'tei shom metzal. The ideal time is when the tomid is sacrificed at Einav, and it's slaughtered at Einav and sacrificed at 9.5. I'm Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, I got a problem. You were learning out that Korban Pesach is burning afternoon for Korban Tomid. Well, just like Tomid says Ben Arbaim means middle afternoon, so do Korban Pesach. So Rabbi Yoshimelech has got a problem with this. The problem is, Rabbi Yossi got a problem with Yoshimelech. Because Reisha the Omar. I misread. He forgot the first thing which it says in the Torah. What's the first thing mentioned in the Torah? Pesach or Tomid? You spec correctly. Which parasha is Pesach mentioned for the first time? Which parasha is Tomid mentioned for the first time? I think Pinchas. Tomorrow's laning. You know what tomorrow is? Very good. So, you in shul and somebody stopped you? So Reish, he learns out for the Reisha from Shavak Reisha, he leaves out the Reisha, which is Pesach itself. The Yomer Vomri Sefer, he learns out from the Sefer, which is Korban Tomid. No, you don't have to do this. The low case, it's not necessarily the case. Rather, Kadot Tani, I can learn out from Pesach itself. How so? Like that which it says, Rabbi Chanina ben Yehuda Omer, Chanina ben Yehuda says, Shomani ben Arbaim. I hear the Bein Arbaim, though it's, I understand the Bein Arbaim is Bein Arevo Shel Arbasar U Bein Arevo Shel Chamishasar, as between the evening of the 14th and the evening of the 15th, Erev and Erev. Yochi Kol Yom V'Layev Akaz, include the entire day, entire night of both dates. Tam Lomar Yom, no, it only includes the day. Shomer Yom Yotzei Laila, excludes the night. If it excludes the night, it only has to be the day. Maybe it's still 2 hours into the day. Tamulomer Barrett says it in the evening. Maybe it says evening, maybe it means when it gets dark. Tamulomer Barrett says between the evenings, which is not when it's dark. Okay, so what do you do? Chalok Ben Arbaim. Split up Ben Arbaim. Between Shtei Shosu Metzal Lefarav, same day we had before, put 2.5 hours before it, Ushtei Shosu Metzal Achrav, and 2.5 hours afterwards, Ushachas Lisuko, and 1 hour for dealing with, Litzei Seomer, and this we learn, Shah Pesach Kore, it should be, it says Shah Tov, it's a typo, it should be Shah Pesach. So in Tzei Seomer, Shah Pesach Kore, Between Shtei Shosu Metzal, that the Pesach is brought 9.5 hours into the day, Ushachas Lachra means after the Tomid. What? After Tomid, Shoachas Yisuko, after Tomid, the 1 hour which they were involved in the Korban Tomid. So the Pesach is all brought after they finished the Korban Tomid Shem Ben Arbaim. Okay, so learn for the concept Ben Arbaim itself, which it says by Korban Pesach. The Mincha Mayim takes out the whole next line. I'm Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef said, all the Tamar LeMitzvah. Now, this is all the proper way to do it. Avalikul, but what if you do it b'di'evet? Hadoid etzninon, the d'evet, shachto konam chatzos posel, that if you shach before chatzos posel. Lach chatzos, but if you shach after chatzos and miyad, immediately, it's kosher. Okay, so the question we had previously, what... You shecht after chatzos, that's cool, even if it's right after chatzos, you didn't wait the requisite half hour, that suffices. Okay?
One second. God, this means Kol Natami Kosher. What Kol Natami Kosher means? Oh, Kol Natami Shabbat Arbaim, obviously. Okay, I'm staring at it and not thinking what it means. It means before the Talmud Shabbat Arbaim, even though you have to shecht it after Chatzos, it's only the Chatzchila that you wait half an hour, and only the Chatzchila that you wait till after the Korban Talmud. But the Avi, you share the Korban Pesach before the Korban Talmud, as long as afternoon you're here to your Chiv Korban. Okay? Says more. Aviyema Abishakras Cape. Why? And now this question is going back on the Mishnah. On the earlier in the Gemara, we brought the Bryce, which says you divide up the afternoon into two. Right? Why don't we divide the morning into two? Instead of davening early in the morning, let's daven, at the same type of idea after 2.5 hours. Right, the same way we do the Korban Talmud. So it says more, no. Hochi iksiv ben arbaim. Here it says ben arbaim. Ben arbaim means specifically in the, what? So two Aravim, that's right. Yema B'Shachas Ken Olesi Ben Arbaim, which we learn as Aravim. So there are two, one on either end, as serving as bookends. So, however, B'Shachris, Yisrael Chameim Ratamon Ben Abkorim, let's say Babkorim B'Shachris, it says Baboker, right? Doesn't say B'Korim, so there's no way of devising this kind of thing of splitting up the morning. Shumalevi says a different shot. He says, Tfilami Ovos Lomdu. Anyway, the davenings don't correspond precisely to the,
the Korbanos. It corresponds to the Ovos.
And that's why, the way the Carbonate explains it, that's why Mincha, you can dive already from 6.5 hours, even though you didn't actually sacrifice the Korban Talmid yet. Korban Talmid Shabbat Arbaim was never sacrificed in 6.5 hours at 12:30 in the afternoon. Well, nonetheless, from that time already, you can dive in Mincha. Because Mincha, the Tfilos, are not necessarily directly linked to the Korbanos. And therefore, the order which they use by the Korbanos doesn't necessarily apply to the Tfilos. Okay? So, is that clear?
It doesn't give any direction from the
office. No. The direction from the office is reason Magdim and the Mitzvahs, that you do a Mitzvah as soon as possible.
Says Amara, again, Rabbi Shimon Levi Omer, Tfilo me Ovos Lidlamdu. I based it, and really should be a dot, dot, dot between the Ovos, the Tiknu, Lamdu and the Ab Basin, because that really not relevant to our Gemara. It's referring there to the Maitza where Ren Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua had to fight, and they made Rabbi Elaz Ben Azariah Ab Basin. But that just would be an expanded quote from that Gemara. It's not really relevant to us. Says Mar Rabbi Yeshua, Matar Abayim B'chol Abayim B'Shabbos. Who's the one who said both on a weekday and Shabbos at the same time? No different time frame. So it says Mar Rabbi Shmuel, it's Rabbi Shmuel. The Tzani, we learned, the same day you do it a regular week, and so too do it on Shabbos. Leave Rabbi Shmuel, you don't change the timing. Rabbi Akiva said, on Shabbos, you change the type of timing, just like you change the typing Erev Shabbos to make an hour earlier. Says Yerushalmi, wait a minute.
I lost my place.
Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel, he's the one who said that you do it on a weekday, the same day you do it on Shabbos. Why do you say that? Now, the thing is, not in my opinion, none of the Mefarshim here got this right. Rabbi Shmuel says in the Yerushalm, in the Bavli, the reason why on Shabbos he would have to do the same day as a weekday, the reason Rabbi Akiva did an hour earlier because they're known as Dorim and the Dovas. So quitting time was earlier on Shabbos, right? You just go straight to Tamei Shemayin Arba'in. The reason you that's what Rabbi Akiva's reason is that on Shabbos he's doing an hour earlier, like an Arab Shabbos. The reason Rabbi Shmuel's given is that you can't cook until nightfall. If Erev Pesach comes out on a Shabbos, so you can't cook on Erev Pesach, you have to wait till nightfall. By the time night falls, it's going to, if you, the longer you leave it around, the more it's going to start decomposing. So Erev Shecht as late as possible, not earlier than possible, in order to make sure that it doesn't start rotting before Shabbos begins, right? So here, I think that's what it's saying here. Rabbi Shmuel does an hour later, lipipulo, to retain its flavor. And flavor is called pilpul. Why is flavor called pilpul? Because of pepper, right? Isn't that a logical shot? Nobody says it. What? Sounds good to me too. Rabbi Akiva Magdim.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Rabbi Akiva Magdim. I traditionally give myself pats on the back. Akiva, on the other hand, he holds that interesting halacha, according to Shama, says do it an hour earlier. You know why? Because what happens if people have a long lunch on Shabbos? They get drunk. I could tell. So Kadesh Lo Yichatzu Mitzvah Mishukari, in order that people shouldn't get to go come at the Pesach drunk, so make an hour earlier so people don't have a long time to tarry at the meal and get themselves shikar. Okay? No. After Mincha Ketana. It's coming up, Arvi Pesach. After Mincha Ketana, not after Mincha Gedolah. I think it's a Mincha Ketana. But that's they start earlier. Okay? But I think it's Mincha Ketana specifically. I mean, we had a rain brach, so we're going to have again Pesach, but I think it's Mincha Ketana. Okay. The Yikra Pesach Tchil of Tumid Akra. Now, I ask you, Charlie, a very interesting question. First sacrifice the Pesach and then the Tumid. Why not? Right? Who says the Pesach go second? Says, well, no, you can't say that. If you say that, then Pesach is not going to be Bein Arba'im. You Pesach will be Bein Arba'im. Says, Chochem. Don't say that in your version. Probably it says in the amendations here. It says here, in Mekayim shall Bein Arba'im shall Pesach, Lohan say Sevatel Bein Arba'im shall Tomid. Both of them say Bein Arba'im. Catch 22, no matter what you do, you're going to fail on one of them, right? So therefore, who says you're mevatel the tumid shebein arba'im of tumid? You're mevatel ben arba'im of tumid. Be mevatel ben arba'im Pesach, right? So says the Gemara, no. Tommy didn't bat lo adashav. Tommy, if you do it right now, emosai mekaima. When will you fulfill lachas man? Tomorrow you'll do the tummy at the right time. But it's one day a year you have a problem, but the rest of the year you won't have a problem. But Pesach, if a vatlo had actually, if you skew the tumit the bein arbaim aspect of Pesach now, when's the next time you're going to be able to make it up? Only next year. So it's more significant, interesting Rishonim here, it's more significant to make, more, how should I put it? We're more leaning where tomorrow you'll be able to do it right than the day you were wrong, than where if tomorrow you're still not going to be able to do it right. Because it does. You got the idea, okay? I'm trying to explain something which is not beating a dead horse. Okay, says more. Viakri. So Yerushalmi nevertheless continues along his faith. Viakri Pesach Tchilah v'Tamid Achrav. Let's do the Pesach first. We're not giving up. Let's be marking the Pesach Tchilah and the Tamid afterwards. Now. It seems to be the same question, essentially. So Lieberman and the Mashbiach both say it's coming on, we're going on, when Erev Pesach comes on Erev Shabbos. So then everything's done early, right? And nothing's done proper time because we have to get hurry up, right? So at least then, let Pesach go first and Tumid afterwards. Why is Tumid going first there? On that case, we have a value always between the Tumid second because the Tumid's supposed to be last korban the Beis HaMikdash. So why then don't we do the Tumid second when Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, Erev Pesach Shabbos, so that nobody's being done at the right time anyway, at least let's try and do the Tumid after the Pesach, as is the preferred way of doing Korbanos, right? So it says, you shall me, is this okay if I stand? Most likely fall asleep if I stand, although I've been known to fall asleep stand many times. All right? Used to what? Yeah. See, it's like Kashena Sasus, yeah. So, I bet you've never fallen asleep on talking. Have you fallen asleep talking? Okay. I do it all the time. Middle of this year. All right. On Mike. Says you shall be further. You know why I can't do that? Because you chayat davish nemar bo bo erev ben arbaim. But the Korban says both the term bo erev and the term ben arbaim. It says both. So therefore, it's got to come later than the term shloner bar bo ele ben arbaim buvah, where the only terminology uses ben arbaim, not also bo erev. Says my Rabbi boy, ma chomis meimar erev meuchar. Rabbi Yirmiyah, I asked the question. You're assuming that the word Erev is even later than Bein Arbaim. Hogwash. Onemayah Mukta. Maybe Erev is earlier than Bein Arbaim. See, in modern Hebrew parlance, Erev means evening, but not necessarily. And I'll prove it to you. Erev can mean earlier. Elokeini. So therefore, this is really the way to read it. Yuchai Dovash Nemrabo Bein Arbaim. Let Pesach come later because it says Kibein Arbaim Kivo Hashemesh, as the sun is setting, as opposed to the Dovar, the Korban Tumid Shlona Marbo Elabein Arbaim Avad, it doesn't say Kivo Hashemesh. Now Masisim Sayel Rabbi Yirmiyah, we have Brights, which is his Rabbi Yirmiyah, in demonstrating that the word Erev can have various different nuances of meaning. It says Shamtis Bachas Pesach Bo Erev. They should sacrifice the Pesach in the Erev. Be'erev atah zoveach, in the Erev you slaughter it. Kivo Hashemesh atoicho, when the sun sets you eat it. Moed teischa mitzvah eretz Yisrael, when it comes to the time left Egypt, meaning after Chatzos, atah tzoyla, which is a typo, it should be atah soreif. You burn it, because what is it now? No, sir. Right. And so there we see Erev is in the afternoon. He's tani tani. There are those who said Be'erev atoichel. Be'erev is referring to night time, and you eat at night, right? And kivo Hashemesh, as the sun is setting at the zoveach, moed tzitzchom eretz Yitzrayim at the sorry. When you leave Egypt, you burn it. So we see that Erev can sometimes mean earlier in the evening, sometimes later in the evening. So that's our Yirmiyah's proof that Erev is a fungible word. We can't bring any proof from the use of the word Erev. Okay? Says Yerushalmi further. V'yakrivu shteyin ka'achas. Let's sacrifice both together. Both the Korban Tomid and the Korban Pesach simultaneously. What's wrong with that? Ah, says Marat Amrei V'yosi, Kevesh Sheni. In the Kevesh V'sheni ain't Pesach Sheni. Says that Esa Kevesh HaSheni Taser Ben Arbaim. The second lamb you should do Ben Arbaim. That's it, the lamb by itself, without any Korban Pesach attached to it. Okay? Tani Rav Nelson Omer. God says, "B'chol yom v'yom tamei nishcha b'shmona mechta." Every day the shmona tamei was slaughtered at 2:30 in the afternoon. The korban b'tisha mechta and sacrifice at 3:30 in the afternoon. Ma, Yair Lieberman changes the girsa. Ma'o b'chol yom v'yom. When he throws in the words Ma'o b'chol yom v'yom, what does it mean each and every day? It doesn't just mean weekdays. Rather, the whole erev Pesach, we're saying is that Shabbos is like weekdays, and you always sacrifice at 8:30, and the slaughter at 8:30 and sacrifice at 9:30. That's standard, no matter what. So what he's saying is that it's always the same halacha. Obviously, we vary in our Mishnah, earlier or later, but he says it's always the same time, all year consistently. The logic, not here so much the reason, but the reasoning of this Tana, is k'deilita chatishom and Pesach l'Pesach, give a half an hour between each Pesach and Pesach. Meaning if you have mikalakat, between each group of people doing the Pesach. So if you have the avoda finishing when, I mean not the avoda, if you hold that the the Korban Tumid Avoda finish in 9.5 hours in the day. So then you have still 2.5 hours left. So you divide it up. 2.5 hours is 5 half-hours, right? Oh, but that doesn't count. I'm sorry. You have 2.5 hours, so you take 1.5 of those hours for the three groups of people who are bringing the Korban Pesach. Then you have an hour left to do what? What do you think you do in the last hour? Roast. Each group has a lot of time spent of half an hour to come sacrifice all their korbanos. Okay? That's what they're saying here. I'm not sure I answer your question. Ask your question then.
It's lav dafka.
I understand what you say now because it's misleading. According to the way the Pnei Moshe explained, it sounds like it's half an hour between each group. No, it's half an hour for each group. That's what it means. And then at the end, they all have an hour in order to bring their in order to roast their psalchim. Okay, so that's what it says here. Tani, we learned. Tani dam e tamid veivorim. The blood of the korban tamid thrown on the mizbeach, and the evorim, the limbs, the imurim of the korban pesach, of the korban tamid, come in the pesach. They come before the korban pesach, honor pesach, and then comes the pesach. And Pesach comes before Ketores, before the incense. And Ketores comes before Atovitz Neros, before you light the menorah. East Tani, those who learned the opposite. There's some who learned Dam Tami Vevorin, coming the Ketores. The blood of the Tami and its limbs before the Ketores comes immediately thereafter. But Ketores to Pesach, and the Ketores comes before Pesach. Well, Pesach Atovitz Neros, and the Pesach comes before Atovitz Neros. In order that Nesachim of the Korban Tamid should be sacrificed with it. Because the general principle, as the Mecha Mayim explains it, is that they always used to do the Ketores at the same time, they always used to do the Dam not the dam. The nesachim are the karmat tamid at the same time that they were doing the ktoris. So therefore, he, I don't know why. There's a custom, I guess. So therefore, he moves up the time, the ikodam, he moves up the time when they did the ktoris to before the karm pesach. The first Mount Elmer occurs is after the Karm Pesach. So the Murim of the Karm Tamid were also after the Karm Pesach. It was a big hapsaka, a big interruption. So the second Mount Elmer holds, they move back the Ktoris in order to move back the Nesachim of the Karm Tamid. In order, the Nesachim should be done in conjunction with the actual Karban, which is the best way to do it. Yes, no, maybe. No, the Nesachim of the time. Oh, no, Karm Pesach is known as Nesachim. It's not a stupid question, it's a good question. Karm Pesach had known as Nesachim. In order to have the Nesachim of the Tumid correspond to the Tumid, the Tumid had Nesachim. So if you did the Ktoris and after Karm Pesach, and you only did the Nesachim then, there'd be a rift between the Korban and the Nesachim. That's a move up the Ktoris in order to move up the Nesachim, in order the Nesachim of the Korban Tamid should be sacrificed to the Korban Tamid. Okay? And Mukhtar Tamid Shoshach, there's nothing which is brought before the Tamid in the morning, Lo Mukhtar Tamid Shoshabayim, nor anything which is brought after the Tamid in the evening, Elo, except for it's these next two words should be reversed. Elo Ktoris, besides Ktoris, Pesach Barim Sochim, and Pesach and Pesach, all these things are done after the Tamid Shabbat Arbaim. Minayin Shlo Yedova, call them the Tamid Shal Shachar. How will the Tamid Shal Shachar be the first thing on the Mizbeach every morning? Tam Lomar Olea Oila. You put on the carbon on the Mizbeach every morning. The first thing you put on the Mizbeach itself. Everything else goes on top of whatever is there already. But the first thing it's put on the Mizbeach itself when it's its pristine, pure state in the morning is the Karban Tamid. Okay? Alea Ola, because the Karban Tamid is an Ola. How we know that nothing should come later than Tamid Shabbat Arbaim. Tamilomar Alea Shlomim. And we actually have to mean Alea Shalom, which means Alea Shlem Kovanos Kulam. Complete all the kabbalas by the time you bring your mincha. You bring the mincha in the afternoon. Rabbi Shimon Lakish Amar, Va'arach Olea Ola in Ksiv Kaya, different form of Joshua. It doesn't say Va'arach Olea Ola to prepare an Ola, El Va'arach Olea Ha'ola with the hey, the Ola. Why the Ola? Shalotei Ola Kodemes, Lam Tamid Shabbat Shov Shachar. You always have to make sure that the Tamid is on. Brought after the after the ownership on after the Mizbeach has been consecrated already. It's essentially Saint Joshua we had before, right? Shem Elokei Shomer Varach Le'Olah, Inksi Kan El Varach Le'Holah. Shalte Ola Kodem is the Tamid Shal Bishul Shachar. I think what it's learning differently before is like this. Prince of Varach Le'Ola means the first thing you put on his back is the Ola. Meaning the Ola of Tamid Shal Shachar. That's the first thing. Now he's learning.
Another Shimon Lakish learning.
How do you see that?
Yeah.
True, we're making a big deal of the hay, but so what?
No, it is the same pasuk. Varach le'olah. Just didn't mention the full language before. It's only one pasuk.
Thank you.
It seems to be the same drasha we just had before. I assume it's just the same drasha repeated by a different amora. Anyway, shalotei olakul demesam b'shoshachar. Nothing should be bought before the k'tamid shoshachar. Tayer shmo b'roshav b'yochem b'brokomer mechusei kapara. People who lack kapara, in other words, they're like a mitzora on the last day of his tzaras when he's coming tar. They can bring their tomin korbanos after tomin shemayin rabbiim after the afternoon tomin. Kadesh sheit blun or they should be able to be toivel v'yochul biskeim l'erev and eat their psoy that night. Om Rav Yudah Rav Yudah Sarah tema mitzora osher it's only by a rich mitzora. Why only by a rich mitzora? Because only he needs to have the mizbeach active for him after tomin shemayin rabbiim. Have a mitzora on Ilo Ofu maybe, but a poor mitzora, he brings a bird. And you know what? You can bring birds after Tamid Shemayin Rabbiim anyway. Because the answer on Tamid Shemayin Rabbiim is to put more karbonos on the Mizbeach after the Tamid Shemayin Rabbiim. But a bird doesn't go on the Mizbeach. What do you do with the Chatasof has no Imurim. Yeah, and Ola, the coin gets nothing, right? The Mizbeach gets everything. A Chat is the exact opposite. So if a Chat is off, you can always bring after the Tomei Shebein Arbaim. Because Tomei Shebein Arbaim only prevents you from bringing more Korbanos on the Mizbeach. But a Chat is off is not a Korban Mizbeach. You can go ahead and bring it. Okay? So if the Mitzora is an Oni and he's bringing Oifus, then you can bring them even after the Tomei Shebein Arbaim. I'm Rav Shim Bar Abduma. No. Ain't no maybe Osham. Doesn't Mitzvah have to bring an Osham? And it seems that with the Osham he could bring after Bein Arbaim too. So we see it's not just birds, it's also animals. And we see that it must be that animals you're allowed to bring even after Talmud Shem Bein Arbaim. Okay? A Pesach, in other words, again, because every Mitzvah has to bring an Osham, which is, there's no Osham, which is a bird. Yeah, you can bring by sorry, bring the carbon in any order. Okay, hapeitzo shloch shloch to shloish ba peitzo shloch for improper reason. The kibel v'holach v'zarkos shloish ba, and then you do the kabbalah the loch and the zrika for the improper reason. All ishmo our kabbalah is receive the blood. Heilach is to take the blood mizbeach. Zrakos of course is zrika sadam. All lishmo v'shloishmo, he did it partially with the intent lishmo, partially with the intent shloishmo. Oh, shloishmo lishmo, vice versa, first shloishmo, then lishmo. Oh, this is possible. None of this works. Ketzai lishmo v'shloishmo, it's a case of lishmo v'shloishmo. Lishum Pes, they have in mind for the Pesach. That's lishmo component. Lishum shlomim, and for the purpose of shlomim, right, which is shloishmo. Shloishma v'lishma would be the exact opposite. The shleim shlomim first for the purpose of shlomim, and afterwards the shleim pesach for the purpose of pesach as well. Minayin shel tzorach lishoch to lishma. How do we know you have to shecht a korban pesach lishma? Now I forgot what the Bavli says, but I don't think it's this. Rabbi Bar B'Shem Rav said, "V'amartem zevach pesachu." You have to say it's a zevach pesach. What does that mean? You have to say that you intend to eat it. So it has to be verbalized. Shem Achila. Lomar im shochtol shem Pesach. This teaches you shechted for the purpose of Pesach. Already Pesach. It's about Pesach. If you did not already vim shochtol vim lav eno Pesach. Shachom aysim nine. I mean, everything else is fulfilled. It's supposed to be fulfilled by Am Yisrael. So because it says vasisa meata afilu. You should make a Pesach. You should do everything necessary for the purpose of Pesach, whatever those needs are. If that's the case, if you look at the Imurim, if you do anything for the purpose of Pesach, then let's put the Imurim on top of the Mizbeach also. Right? Why? Because that's also part of the Maisa Pesach. Even though it's not Makiv, you can't do the Imurim if it's Yotav or Shabbos.
So it says in the third way, Tam Lomer Zevach, because it says, Amartem Zevach Pesach, Maz Vichoim Yuchedesh Yimakeves HaKapor, just like you got a shech in order to do Kapora, because otherwise you can't get the blood. Yotzah, so too, anything else is dispensed with. Yotzah, Hector Imurim, as opposed to Hector Imurim, putting the Imurim in the Mizbeach, Shemach Mizah Kapora, then I impediment the Kapora process, they, I might think, I might have thought they, well, I don't, there, in fact, you don't need to have lishma. Anybody who's not part of the kapor, you don't need to have lishma. And putting the morim is back is not part of the necessary avodah in order to make the kapor take effect. Chatos minai, I know you have to do a chatos lishma. That says you shall chatos or chatos. You shall the purpose of chatos. That's lishma. V'shako ma'isa minayin. How do we know that all the deeds have to be done lishma? Says v'asei sechor chatos. Make one a chata. So also again, our asiyos have to be shma. Mat avi ektari murin. So what about ektari murin? If all the asiyos have to be shma by chata, just like by Pesach, so even ektari murim. Says Gemara, no. Mat amulam shachik, says you shecht. Ma shchitam yuchedesh shima keves kapara. Just like shchita is required for the kapara, yotze, so to anything else. Part of parcel kapara. Suppose you have to act anymore. Suppose to act anymore. Put the money in his bag. Shein and makvis of kapara are not essential, and therefore they have to be lishma. Now, chatas l'shem b'alim inayin. How do we know the chatas has to be shechted for its owner, like a korban pesach? Korban pesach has b'michsas nefoshos, based on the people who are covering it as subscribers. But I know b'chatas has to be shechted l'shmeim l'shem l'Yisrael who sinned. So says the word chat. Rabbi Yirmiyah says, "Vasei asar kredes al chatos, v'chiper al mitayer mitumaso." The Kohen does the avoda, whichever korban this is, and it's a chatos, and he's mechaper on the tuma of the person who sinned. So you see, a chatos can work long distance as well. You got the idea, right? I shecht and then mechaper somebody else. Amr Rabbi Yisrael said, "Miat of now, let's say, afilu hektari murim, that even hektari murim should have to be done lishma." Now, the Gilyan Ashas goes crazy here. Says, "What changed? And now, all of a sudden, the Gemara assumes again. Gemara already got hit on there twice. Hektari murim does have to be lishma because it's not a central component. Why all of a sudden is the Gemara changing its tune here? And again." It's not changing soon. It's going back to the question which we've answered from both viewpoints already. Right? So why is one feeling compelled to answer it again about Hector Murim, why it doesn't have to be Lishma? Again, I'm going to be listening to feel Hector Murim, Tamalur Chiper. That's why it says Chiper. Ma'zvikam Yucheresh Makevis Kapora, just like Zviko is unique in that it's part and parcel of the essential character of the Kapora. You have to Hector Murim, that's what you need to have. Asiyah Lishma, supposed to Hector Imurim, put Imurim in his back, Shemach was a Kikoyed and Asajj Kapoor, therefore the Lishma doesn't matter. Now, why the Gemara asked this question another time? Why the Gemara raised the question about Hector Imurim? He already shot it down twice. So I want to give an answer of Pete Drash. It was not a serious answer, but it's good. The answer is that. What's the unique purpose of Hector Murim by Achatos? Remember, Drush. What's the purpose of Hector Murim by Achatos? What? Symbolism. What's the symbolism? That you should see yourself kiyu atam bukra, that they be mak of you agave mizbeach. You should be able to perceive yourself. Remember such a thing? No? So therefore, I would say by chatos, you have to do the ekdei murim lishma. Because by chatos, since you're supposed to visualize, part of the reason for the chatos is that you're supposed to visualize that you're the one who's being sacrificed. Because you are a sinner, you. Right? So therefore, you have to see the murim are part and parcel of the kapara experience. So whatever they have to be done lishma, as opposed to a shlamim or any other korban, where the murim are not part and parcel of any kapara, there they don't have to be done lishma. So that's why Rabbi Yossi woke up again to ask, what about ekdei murim by achatas? Why don't they have to be lishma? Even though already know by other things it's not necessary, we woke up and asked it again. You look very under-impressed, the two of you. Okay. What can I tell you? What? All right. So they're all tired tonight, huh? Pesach l'shem b'ilim minayin. How do we know the Pesach b'shem slaughter l'shem b'ilim for the owner? V'dinu. So logic. U'mayim chato l'shem machshev es arelim u'tmeim poslim bo. If you thought about a chato, it's to shecht it for the purpose of arelim. Or t'meim. It's okay. Any person, even an uncircumcised person or person's tummy can have a chatas bar on their behalf. It's nevertheless, tzvichah shetei l'shem b'ayim, it has to be for the purpose of owners. Pesach, shemach sheves harelim utmeim poislim bo, shech the Pesach for the purpose of an orel or a tummy, it's unfit. Ain't no din sheyei tzvichah shetei l'shem b'ayim, it's not a kavachom, it has to be for the purpose of the owners. Certainly so. Says my nah. Why am I married to bechata? She kodesh kadoshim. Maybe chata has to be for the purpose of order because it's the holy of the holiest korban. It's a kodesh kadoshim, which is a higher majority of kedusha. Tomer be pesach. Maybe pesach doesn't. Shum kachin kalin because it's a lighter form of korban. Says more nevertheless. Rabbi Yisrael. Rabbi Yisrael says you're looking at the wrong aspect, the wrong component. The component you must look at is the thought component, the lishma. Not the quality of the chetzo of the korban, whether it's kachim kalim, kachim or kachim kalim. Look at the lishma component. And where is machshava more severe? By Pesach. So therefore, riba machshava Pesach yoyetz minchatos. Therefore, something applies to a chatos. You have to have a certain lishma. Alachas kama kama. That's going to apply also to a Pesach. Says Moram Rabbi Chanina Kumi Rabbi Mona. Where do we learn that a chatas has to be lishma? From the chatas brought of a mitzayra. But a chatas of mitzayra is unique korban. It's not a real chatas. Right? Real chatas is for a special, is for an avera. This is for a tara. Chatas of mitzayra lo chidusha yotza. Is the chatas of mitzayra altogether a new type of korban? Shateinu natun nesachim. It's the only chatas Torah which requires nesachim. Most korbanos don't require, most chatos don't require nesachim. Yet chatos mitzora does. Maybe that's why it's l'shem b'ilim. B'dover shi'atzu chidusho in l'meidim imenu. And some which has unique chidush we don't learn from. Amar Leisa, he said no. V'chi chatos l'shem mitzora me'echon lim l'meidu sh'tei p'sul l'shlo l'shma. How we know the chatos mitzora is no good sh'lo l'shma? Lo min adein kariyo. It's only from this pasuk. See v'shal chatos o l'chatos. It says you should check the shem chatos. From that we learn out uksiv zos toras chatos torachas chol chatos. From in chatos we say chatos mitzvah we say it has to be l'shem b'ilim. But how do we know it's lishmo? It's possible if it's not l'shem b'ilim from the linkage to other chatos. And there's a bridge which says zos torachas zos torachas chol chatos. So therefore anything which applies by one chatos we apply to other chatos. And if it's possible l'shalo l'shem b'ilim by chatos. It's true by all chatos, and then we can make a korban kavachom at the korban Pesach. And we mokum shehila meida from the place we learn that a korban chatos shlo lishma is possible. From there we learn mishum mishum milametz. From there we learn that a Pesach shlo lishma is possible as well. Okay, the next part is a new sugya, and it's a little bit of a complicated sugya. And since we're all falling asleep tonight, it's certainly not the right time to start this. Come wide awake tomorrow. Lieberman totally changes the Gemara on the base.